This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. It's an hour until debate time. It's debate time, GOP debate night. We'll see how all that rolls out. Speaking of how it rolls out, get to your calls in a second. Here's Bob Menendez today. I don't know why I'm supposed to resign. I'm innocent. What's wrong with you?
Will you run for re-election, sir?
As I said, I'm here to do the work of the people of Jersey.
Why won't you resign, sir? Senator Menendez?
Because I'm innocent. What's wrong with you guys?
Okay, I know this is bad, and I know I'm a bad person.
Is it weird that I'm starting to like Bob Menendez?
I can't help it. It's so New Jersey. Gold bars under the bed. And then even half the Democrats in the Senate have called for him to resign. He's like, what? I'm innocent. And everyone knows he's not. Everybody knows. It's obvious to everybody. Matt Gaetz, he's even got guys in the House roasting him on the House floor. This sucks.
You are your record. And our record in this country right now is $33 trillion in debt facing $2 trillion annual deficits. We're in so much debt. We're driving up deficits so fast. We are devaluing American money so rapidly that in America today, you can't even bribe Democrat senators with cash alone. You need to bring gold bars to get the job done, just so that the bribes hold value.
I gotta tell you, that's pretty vicious. All right, quit. Focus. That's it. That's it.
But you've got my focus is just stay focused.
Steve, Virginia, go.
Yeah, Steve, be cool, man. It's a woman's right to choose. The Democrats are in power 4 more years.
Was that it, Steve? Was there anything else? Steve? I don't even know whether that was... Was he trying to be funny? Or was that... Did I miss something there? Was he trying to be funny? Was there a joke? Yeah, that's right, Chris. He was a Democrat. He probably thought that was hilarious. He's probably laughing his butt off right now. I still don't even know what that was. Another Steve. Let's hope you're better than the last Steve. He sucked. Steve in Nebraska, go.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you tell you about Verizon Wireless having to come out and send emails to all their veteran customers where they've already verified the fact that they're a veteran, and then they send out an email going, hey, we need you to verify your identification as a veteran through ID.me, and I think that's absolute crap. Once a veteran, always a veteran. It is-
Switch to Pure Talk. Cindy in Wisconsin, go.
Hey, Jesse. This is Cindy, and I did something so stupid today that I thought I'd share it if you need a humorous break. So I'm semi-disabled. I have a spinal defect I didn't know about until 5 years ago. I'm not whining, just saying. Okay. So used to be really athletic. But today I have to have somebody help me clean. So I'm outside and I'm getting ready to hit some hot tubs. I put up, there's this outdoor terrarium where I live. It is about 5 feet deep. And I'm tall. I'm 5'9". Actually, used to be 5'10" before my spine started compressing, but I'm a tall chick. But anyway, I see the lady that helps me clean. Now, she's a midget, okay? Understand? She's like 5'10". But anyway, she's pulling up. So it's like, I knock on
Hold on, hold on, hold on, Cindy. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Like a real midget? Or she's just really short?
She's 5'1½".
Okay, so she's not a real midget with, you know, the fingers and everything. She's just short.
She's a midget to me. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
We're friends. Right. Okay. So anyway, she's a midget compared to me. Anyway, so by the way, her brother was a famous. He was a famous seal. And
hang on, tell me how cool it would be to be friends with a real midget. I think a real midget would be a blast. I could see midgets having. I don't know any personally, but I could see them having wonderful personalities. I've seen TV. They all seem like they're quite fun. I could see them having a great personality, a great sense of humor. I don't know a single midget. And think what good friends we would be. Think what a cut-up it would be. I'm 6'8". What, Chris? It's fine. We could talk about this stuff. I'm 6'8". He is... How tall are midgets? 4 feet? Four feet five? Something like that? So it's 4'10"? Okay, so he's down there. I don't want a big one, right? I don't want a big one. 4'2" or something like that. I'm 6'8". He's 4'2". We looked like that movie Twins when we were out and about. We're getting a midget, guys. We're getting a midget. Maybe not this year, but one. Yeah, you can buy them, Chris. I've been to Mexico. You can buy anything you want. Gosh, such a goody two shoes. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, a long cobra bite elbow. You brought up the whole Ukraine thing, and I have to say, you know that the CIA staged a coup against Yanukovych to put Zelensky in power. So this whole embezzlement scheme that they've got going on, they planned that on the front end, and they staged 8 other coups in other neighboring countries to Russia to turn pro-Russian governments over to pro-Western governments, and that is what led Putin to this status that he has taken now. So,
are you trying to say the CIA toppled a foreign government and it blew up in America's faces horrifically in a way that will cost Americans all kinds of blood and dollars? That certainly doesn't sound like their MO at all. Exactly what they do. It's a whole mission statement. Brian, Colorado, go.
Yes, sir. First, I want to tell you, I appreciate your time. I listen to you frequently. You're a smart man. And I'm a couple-time veteran, disabled veteran from Iraq. And calling in on your abortion comments and stuff. The thing that is, have you ever talked to an abortion survivor, or for a lack of better words, victim? The people.
It's heartbreaking. Sorry, his phone was breaking up a little bit there. It's heartbreaking. I have. One of the things I really love about the various abortion advocates in this country is you don't hardly ever, I don't think I've ever seen hatred from them. To women who've had them, maybe you've had one. People make mistakes. They have horrible screw-ups. But I see so much mercy for them out there, and they need it, because these women who go through it, they never forget it, and they carry it with them. And gosh, Lord knows I carry enough stuff with me. 877-377-4373. Let me give you a quick update on a couple things, because I realize we are a show here. Well, we kind of cover some of the news. There's not a Senate budget. There's not a House budget. They said there's a Senate budget because the Senate kind of passed this bill, like 77 people passed this bill, and the bill does nothing. Of course, $6.2 billion for Ukraine. Hey, Chris, if you wouldn't mind, would you play our fearless Republican leader in the Senate as the Senate passed a gigantic bill with over $6 billion for Ukraine that cuts absolutely nothing?
Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians, that's the number one priority of the United States right now, according to most Republicans.
Yeah, that thing's not going anywhere in the House of Representatives, so don't stress. But maybe we should be stressed about this portion of it. The leaders of both parties, they're against us. They are against us. They don't ever give a second thought to you or what you want or me or what I want. They only care about themselves, their pocketbooks, their after Senate, during Senate careers. That's all they care about. We don't have any politicians like this here in America that I can think of. Well, if we do, we don't have many of them.
How many refugees has Poland taken?
Zero.
You sound proud of the fact that you haven't taken any refugees.
Of course, because this is what our people expecting from our government. That's number one. This is why our government was elected. But this is why Poland is so safe. This is the reason why we had not even one terrorist attack. Look at the streets in Poland. And
you don't hear American political leadership, certainly on the Republican side, talking like that at all, because they don't feel like that. I feel like a deal is going to get done that's going to be horrible. You're going to hate it. I'm going to hate it. There are just so many Mitch McConnells still. There just are. There are so many Nancy Maces, so many types who they're really part of the
what
left.
Do you think that some of these very restrictive court decisions and bills that are being passed by state legislatures will mean for your party when it comes to re-election in 2024?
It's going to mean more losses. I'm in a bellwether.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's 877-377-4373. We will get to your calls. We have two other things we have to get to. Travel tips. And there's a poll out. Republicans see Trump as a person of faith more so than the other Republicans around. Why is that? Let's discuss that. Before we discuss that, let's discuss, again, caring for ourselves. That has to become a priority more in the future than it is now. It just has to. We, as everything around us gets crazier and crazier, we will find ourselves stressed out and feeling helpless. And we're going to be more stressed and feeling more helpless if we haven't cared for ourselves. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day as a way to care for myself. One, it's not medication. You know how I feel about that. It's natural herbal supplements. Two, 20% increase in my testosterone in 90 days, in your testosterone in 90 days. Try taking it for a year and see how you feel. I don't know what the future is going to bring. I know that I will be focused and full of energy when it gets here. Female vitality stack for the ladies, male vitality stack for the men, and they offer 35% off subscriptions for the lifetime of your subscription. So get a subscription so it's delivered automatically and you save a fortune. Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Promo code Jesse is how you get that 35% off subscriptions. We'll be back.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show here on debate night. And yes, tomorrow we'll bring you whatever debate clips we find interesting. You know, just like last time, we don't do the same thing everyone else does. Who are the winners and who are the losers? I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going home as soon as the show's over. Going to sit down with the wife. Going to watch the debate. And I'm just going to see what stands out to me, what I liked, what I didn't like, but tonight's the night. Before we get back to the politics and the calls, 877-377-4373, I want to do a couple things. We're going to deal with this Paul Ryan Trump stuff, but first travel. Here's an article out in New York Post today.
I'm a mom traveling with kids. Here are six controversial plane habits that drive me insane. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, just in the interest of everybody. I'm going to help everyone out for travel. And this mom is dead right with many of these things and very entitled with some of the others. So let's just address this really quickly. Air travel. First person she addresses is the post-security repacker, the person who gets through security and then repacks their things. I have no idea why the mom would have an issue with the person repacking the bag that they just had to unpack in security. Now, if you want to have an issue with the moron who gets to security and doesn't realize he has to take his belt off and takes 4 hours there while everyone's waiting when the rules are easily available for everyone else, that's fine. But the poor little old lady who gets through and has to put her bonbons back in her purse, I don't think she deserves any of your animosity. That's one. Second one is the gate gathering enthusiasts. Now this, I stand with her on. And I stand against you. I should say most of you. I do not understand human nature. unless I'm flying Southwest Airlines, I buy a plane ticket. And once I've received the plane ticket, I also receive, I normally can even select it myself, a plane seat. I get the exit row, not to brag. So I have an assigned seat. Yet when you're standing at the gate and they announce they're beginning to board, people will flood the gate as if there's a time limit on them getting in the door or they won't arrive to their destination. But I just said, I have an assigned seat. Unless you're flying Southwest, it's not a first come, first serve thing. I let everyone get on the plane. I go down, I grab a burger, I use restroom. I often use that time to go pick up food that I will take on the plane to go eat. Fine. Everyone else stand in line. I'll get food. I don't understand why people do this. That's one. Or that's two. The next one she calls out are the armrest wrestlers. There's no armrest wrestling. Okay. This is the law of the jungle. The armrest in the airplane goes to the strongest or the most assertive at all times. When I sit down on an airplane, both armrests will be mine. And I, since I understand that like a dog, I have to mark my territory, I will make sure they're mine right away. And I will maintain them for at least 20 minutes until you get in your head that it's my armrest, not our armrest. What, Chris? What if you fall asleep and he starts using it once you're asleep? That's happened to me before. You fall asleep and what happens is these airplane pirates, they'll start horning in on all your stuff, horning in on your leg space, horning in on your armrest. Buddy, you don't want to get in an obnoxious competition with me on an airplane. I promise you, you're going to lose. I promise I will make this more rude and uncomfortable than you're willing to take it. Just trust me on that one. Next one. She complains about in-flight distractors. Now, this is the one I have a big problem with. She's talking about people who are looking at her kid and trying to play with them or goof with them or something like that. Lady, half the people hate your freaking guts because you brought a kid on the plane. I've experienced this because I've brought two kids on planes, crying kids before. Half the people hate your guts. If somebody's trying to make your kid smile and play peekaboo, why don't you get a little bit less uptight and sit there and pipe down and say thank you for the help? How about that? Number five, the premature plane standers. She's talking about people who stand up right away when the doors are open. I'm 6'8". I'm not 5'2". Sitting in an airplane seat's uncomfortable. When the doors open, I stand up. I don't charge the front. I don't cut the line, but I stand up. Does it affect you at all if I stand up? And finally, before we get back to these, the baggage claim blockers. She's complaining about the people who block baggage claim. This I also do not understand. If you stand in front of me at baggage claim, I'm just going to tell you to move when my bag gets there. So you've gained absolutely nothing. But for some reason, people feel like they have this little piece of real estate they have to grab or they'll lose it. I will never understand how this works whatsoever. Steve, Washington, go.
Yes, I have a test for anyone that thinks abortion, whether it be partial birth or full birth abortion, is to hand them a chick. And tell them to rip the head off of it and see what they think about that.
Gosh, that's freaking dark, man. Ken in Pennsylvania, go.
Yeah, Jesse. Hey, man, I listen to you every day religiously, and I agree with 99 and 9/10% of what you say, man. But, man, you're wrong about Bigfoot. I'm a 67-year-old man that's a country guy. I've lived my life as a no BS guy, Jesse. Yeah. I'm probably you.
Hold on. I'm up against the break. I am going to give you the floor to tell your Bigfoot story and convince me, but I have to get to the break first and then we will get there. Chris, make sure I don't hang up on this poor freaking guy. Ken in Pennsylvania will tell us his Bigfoot story in just a moment. And look, I have an open mind. We'll see if he can win me over before we get to Ken and Bigfoot. Let's talk about Bigfoot's nutrition. You see, I worry that he's out there and he's only existing on dog food. Maybe that's what Bigfoot exists on. And if he does, Bigfoot's not going to be around very long. You know why? Because dog food is all empty calories. It's all dead food. If Bigfoot wants to stay alive, he needs to begin a Rough Greens program, where he will pour the all-natural nutritional supplement on his dog's food every day before going out to haunt people like Ken in Pennsylvania. You should give Rough Greens to your dog so he can live just like Bigfoot. In all seriousness, Rough Greens is real nutrition. There's none in your dog's food. give your dog real nutrition so your dog can live healthier and longer. But the healthier part's even better. You go to the vet a whole lot less. Start giving them vitamins and minerals and omega oils and things like that. All you have to do for a free jumpstart trial bag is go to roughgreens.com/Jesse or give them a call, 833-33-MY-DOG. All right? We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse the Yeti Kelly is what I will be. What, Chris? That's what I will be referred to as now on. I'm going to let him have a say. Does he sound like someone who's full of crap? No, he does not. So we're going to let Ken in Pennsylvania have his say and tell his Bigfoot story, because I dogged on Bigfoot earlier, and now it's Ken's turn. Ken, we were up against a break before. The floor is yours, my friend. Tell me why I'm crazy about Bigfoot.
I'll be as quick as I can. And I appreciate it. 1970, there's eight of us. We're all 13, 14 years old. We're walking pretty deep into the woods, back from taking a hunter safety course. It's just getting dark. You know, you're an outdoor guy. You know that, you know, when you can skyline and all that. Well, anyway, there's eight of us. We're in a row. We're on a trail. I hear something behind me, and I turn around and look back. Now, Jesse, we're kids. We never heard of a Bigfoot. I don't even know if Bigfoot was a thing back then, but we never heard of nothing like that, nothing. That's important here. So I turn around, and I'm telling you, Jesse, this is like less than 30 feet away on a wide trail with no brush, no limbs, no trees. This thing's standing there, and I'm telling you, the first thing that struck me was it's impossible because it's too daggone tall. I tapped the guy on the shoulder in front of me. His name was Danny, and he turned around and looked. His mouth dropped open. Then he tapped the guy in front of him on the shoulder, and he turned around and looked. His name was Blair. Well, he screamed like a six-year-old girl. Everybody started running, and I looked back. It was still standing there. Now, Jesse, this thing was 7 to 8 feet tall. It had the cone head kind of thing. It had, like, shoulders, no neck, the shoulders clear up to its neck. It just looked like a 500 or 600 pound, extremely muscular, hair covered thing standing there. Now, 20 years later, I'm sitting at work. I'm bored, so I punch in Bigfoot on the computer. Then I find out there's a Bigfoot Society in Pennsylvania, blah, 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 blah. They have reports on there. In 1970, Jesse, when we saw this thing, for about a year in that area, about a 3 mile radius in that area there, it was reported. Two state cops reported that they were going slow, like through a patchy woods thing. It stepped down off the bank right in front of the daggone car and the headlights and stood there and looked at him. Now, these were two state cops. But I'm telling you, Jesse, even without the state cops, I will go to my deathbed telling you it exists, it, where there was nothing blocking the view. That's about all I can say, man, but it's a fact.
Man, I was so ready to make fun of Ken. That sounds pretty legit. What am I supposed to do? What, Chris, why are you so skeptical? It's not your job to tell a man he didn't see what he saw. What, Chris? What? You believe he believes it. Well, what kind of patronizing crap is that? Why don't you just tell Ken he's an idiot? What is that supposed to mean? You don't think he saw Bigfoot. You think he thinks he saw Bigfoot. I thought it sounded like a pretty legit story with witnesses, with multiple witnesses. The only holdup to the story that I will say, and I'm not going to belabor the point because I already cut Ken off. It's not fair. The man can't defend himself. They are 13 and 14-year-old boys, and I am a father. And I have a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I'm here to tell you, they are absolute idiots. And if they get with their friends, whatever idiocy they were capable of when they're alone, somehow that doubles and triples, in some cases quadruples, when they get with their friends. I'm sure that's a chemical thing with boys. I know that's just kind of how we are. So that's the only thing maybe I'm holding back a little. But the guy sounded legit. All right, quit. We're moving on. Let's do a little politics before we wrap up this show. The old Republican Guard has never understood Trump. And one of the mistakes people make from the outside looking in is they take all opposition to Trump and they lump it all in the same category as if these people are all together. Trump is a different type of character. He has a different set of values. He has a different way he conducts himself. And because of that, he's going to attract different groups. And he's going to turn off different groups for different reasons. And I come at this like this for a couple of different reasons. One, I brought up the headline about Republicans. And I go down the list. They see Trump as being more religious than anyone else in the field. Now, you can like Trump more than anyone else in the field. To think Trump is more religious than someone like Mike Pence or something like that, it's just patently insane. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But why do people think that? People think that because people like Pence failed to protect them from the communist hordes. And so when the youth pastor in the skinny jeans in the 5 o'clock shadow fails to properly protect you in the way you want, then you will turn to the Hell's Angels biker who promises to do the same. That's what people do with Trump. They project that onto him because of the failures of the old guard. And people like Paul Ryan still don't understand that.
Do you think those suburban voters like Donald Trump more since January 6th? I mean, good grief. They didn't vote for him this last time. They're not going to vote for him again. So I try to make more of a practical argument to would-be Trump supporters that we lose with the guy, pick somebody else. I'd say if I had a bet, it'd be Biden, because if it's Biden-Trump, I think Biden wins. I personally would rather not see that. I would rather see a Republican win, not named Donald Trump.
Yeah. They've always hated him. And now during the primary, what they're doing is they lump everyone who has any opposition to him in the same bowl. But that really explains so much of what they've never understood about him. For much of the right, people view him as being their defender. Now, you can hate that or love that. But the reason they were looking for a defender was because the people who were supposed to be defending us earlier did not. If you're upset about some ruffian like Trump coming up, maybe look in the mirror. Mark, New York, go, boss.
Hello, yes. I'd like to speak to Jesse Kelly, please.
Hang on, let me see if I can get him. Yeah, he's here. This is Jesse. Go ahead.
Okay, Jesse, how you doing? This is Mark from Lakefront County.
All right, listen. Sorry, that was about as much as I could do. Remember, no small talk. In fact, phone lines are cut off. I said one strike policy. That's it. One strike one means one strike. No more calls. No more nothing. No small talk. So don't ask me how I'm doing. And don't tell me you love the show. Let's just move on.
Look, here's another great example of they don't understand it. They don't understand what drew people to Trump. GOP donors are taking a fresh look at Nikki Haley as the best alternative to Trump. They're so desperate to grab someone different than Trump that they have never once stopped and looked in the mirror and asked themselves, where did I fail that there was ever a vacuum for someone like Trump to fill? Nobody, none of these establishment types have asked themselves these questions. Now, if you oppose Trump based on things that are, you know, issues, actual issue-wise, I don't like Trump because I don't like his stance on taxes or foreign policy, or I don't like his stance on abortion. That's okay, that's reasonable. All that stuff is reasonable. But they just hate him because he's a reflection of all the ways they failed their people over and over and over and over again. All right. We're going to wrap all this up with headlines I didn't get to, and then we're going to get to a GOP debate. Are you ready for that? And guess what? I have big plans for the night. When I leave here, I'm going to go watch the GOP debate, and then I'm going to go with my bride, slip into my Percal sheets from MyPillow, and I will wrap myself in those lovely Percal sheets, and I will sleep like a little bitty tiny baby getting ready for our post-debate show tomorrow. You might watch the GOP debate tonight, but you're not going to be able to equal my sheets unless you've already been to MyPillow.com and clicked on the Radio Listener Special Square and used the promo code Jesse. And now would be a good time to do that, being as how they're having this gigantic sale on the Percal sheets. Queen size sets are normally $89.98. Right now, they're $35. That's how you get through a debate, baby, knowing you've got some great sheets waiting for you. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square, use the promo code Jesse, or call them. Remember, you don't want to be browsing on that internet on your phone when you're driving, truckers. Call them. 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we cruise out of here and we go into debate night tonight. Debate night. It's a huge night. Now, before we do debate night, I need to have a little chat. There was a shooting, actually in my area, in the Houston area. There was a shooting at a Jack in the Box. And we're just going to address this really quickly here. The gentleman with his wife, pregnant wife, and six-year-old daughter went to a Jack in the Box by the airport. Now let's pause. Look, this is I'm helping everyone out here. By the airport. Let's have a chat about by the airport. I've done a lot of traveling in my life. For some reason, I always end up in some job that requires traveling. Construction actually has an amazing amount of traveling. I was always someplace else. I've lived all over. So I've spent a lot of time around airports. In general, the prices will be very competitive around an airport, but the businesses themselves, probably not top tier per se. Why? Because nobody wants to live around an airport. The property value is meaningless because no one wants to live underneath loud airplanes all day long. When you have low property value, it will cost a very small amount to build a home or a restaurant there. So it's considered a bargain basement item for a restaurant, like let's say Jack in the Box. And not only that, Jack in the Box is a little rough anyway. Not only that, when you put a restaurant like a Jack in the Box in a bad neighborhood, like an airport where nobody likes to live, you will begin pulling your employees from said bad area because in general, employees live close to their employer. So you've gone into this bad area. And you're grabbing the employees from that bad area. So let's fast forward to this incident. The man does a Jack in the Box drive-thru with his wife, pregnant wife and kid in the back. He gets his order from Jack in the Box. He takes off. He looks in the order and sees that they did not include his seasoned curlies. Now, let's pause here for a moment. I am not a hypocrite. I'm here to tell you, not only have I returned to fast food restaurants to get the meal I ordered and paid for before, I have done so in Jack in the Box several times. So I'm not being a hypocrite here, but I am saying this. The gentleman then returned to Jack in the Box in the drive-thru, got in a heated argument with the wildebeest in the drive-thru window, who then began throwing ketchup packets at him. He began throwing them back at her, where she pulled out a firearm and began shooting at him and his wife and child. Sir, I'm all in favor of getting the meal you paid for. I'm all in favor of getting a real refund. I'm actually in favor of letting the manager know when you've had a below average experience in any restaurant. But when it's a Jack in the Box at the airport, you need to get on the ground and kiss it and praise God on high that you received any food and didn't die the first time you went through the Jack in the Box drive-thru. You definitely don't swing around with your pregnant wife in the car and do a second run at it to yell at them about your curly fries. I would think this would be basic information, but apparently I need to inform everybody. You don't complain about the food at a Jack in the Box by the airport. All right? Look, it's not where you get good food anyway. You get good food from good ranchers. Your good food, especially your meat, your good food is delivered to your front door now. It's the 21st century. It's 2023. Are you still buying your meat, lower quality meat, in the grocery store? Good ranchers will deliver higher quality meat, all American sourced, to your front door. And they have this amazing offer when you sign up for a box, because they have all these different subscription boxes based on what kind of meat you guys want and how much you eat. You know, it's very custom. It's based on you. They give out 2 years worth of free ground beef right now when you sign up for a box. Is your grocery store giving you 2 years worth of free ground beef? Good Ranchers is. To get this, you have to go to goodranchers.com, pick out a box to subscribe to, and use the code Jesse. That'll get you $25 off your box and 2 years worth of free ground beef, and they don't shoot at you if you have a complaint. Goodranchers.com, promo code Jesse. American meat, my meat from Mr. Meat, delivered to your home. Now, let's do this really quickly. I have to get the headlines I didn't get to, and I have many of them, but a Black Lives Matter organizer, after all this rioting and looting that was going on, got up and had something to say. But before I play what she had to say, I want to pause here, and I want to walk down through memory lane with you for just a brief moment. You remember when St. George Floyd died, right? You do remember that. I remember it. St. George Floyd died, and then the communists in this country quickly recognized an opportunity to create chaos and burn America down. And so they had a paid, organized protest in many American cities, and they whipped America up into a frenzy. And so many people and so many politicians and so many businesses went out there and spoke on behalf of Black Lives Matter. I can't even name all the major corporations in this country. Black Lives Matter this and Black Lives Matter that. And we've given $10 million to Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter. And I want you to do me a favor tonight. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it too. I haven't done it yet because I'm doing this live. I want you to do something tonight. It'll take you 5 seconds. I'm going to do something tonight. I want you to do an internet search tonight for every corporation in America who's donated to Black Lives Matter and bragged about it. And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about those corporations as you listen to this.
If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Go look up that website. Go do that search for those businesses that supported that. The condition of America's cities, it's going to be so bad. As we speak right now, the liquor stores in Chicago are all closed. There are 18 of them, at least, I believe. They closed the liquor stores, in Philly, because of the rioting from last night. They closed the liquor stores down. No more. These places are going to be ghost town.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Majority of Americans continue to favor moving away from electoral college. I'm actually going to do something I rarely do, but I'm going to set this aside. This is going to be a much deeper topic on the show tomorrow. Why are the majority of Americans moving away from the electoral college into a popular vote model? I will give you a little clue. It's because propaganda works. Headline, Joe Biden's dog bites another Secret Service agent. 11th. This is the 11th Secret Service agent his dog has bitten. Dogs take on the personality of their owners. That's why Joe's dog bites everyone and Kamala's dog licks everyone. Elon Musk to visit border town of Eagle Pass amid massive illegal immigration surge. I mean, that's fine. I guess it's good. He's certainly one of the elites, but why do I need Elon Musk at the border? Does anyone, are we firing rockets at them now? Is that a new immigration policy? Why do we need it? Anyway, LAUSD officially ends coronavirus vaccine mandate. That would be Los Angeles Unified School District. Just wrap your mind around the fact that it's September 27th, 2023, and the second biggest American city just now ended the coronavirus vaccine stuff. Oh my gosh. All right. Focus. It's GOP debate time. I'm ready. Are you ready? This is a big one tonight, even though Jewish producer Chris lied and said it was a small one. It's a big one tonight. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.